Okay, we're on DAF hot tests. We just said over here, I'm just going to start from the two dots just to get the flow, right? So, Umi'acha de Ainlo, right? Seeing as there's no source from Yebi Yochanan and Zakkai to say that a Shlishi, there's a concept of Shlishi, Lama Tome, why is it Tome? Yeah, so Amarav Yehuda, Amarav says Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Minatora ain't low. True, there's no source in the Torah in the world of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but midin kal v'choima yeshlo. We can learn shlishi from a kal v'choima. Okay, so this is what we're gonna. Okay, kal v'choima. So what we're gonna do over here is we're not gonna get caught up on the details, right? We're just gonna get the general structure of the kal v'choima, just the logic aspect, you know, how it's working. So like this. Amar Tvulyom, Tvulyom is Mutter B'chulin. It's permissible in Chulin. We're going to say this just to keep it loose. It doesn't affect Chulin. So what's a Tvulyom? A Tvulyom is somebody who went to the someone who was he touched a sharet. No, that's not touch a sharet. She's a nida. Woman's a nida, right? She goes to the mikvah. That's not good, actually, because it has to be a Kohen eating Truma. It's a Kohen. Who's a Zav? What's that? Yeah, it's a Kohen who's a Zav. This Kohen who had, some kind of putrid drop that came out from him, and he's a Zav. Okay, so he has to go to the mikveh. He actually has to go to Ma'ayan. And he happens to be a Kohen, so the day that he gets as soon as he gets out of the mikvah, he's tar, right? But he's still not allowed to eat truma until seisa kuchavim, until night time. But he can eat chulin, batara, straight away. So a tevul yom, shemutza b'chulin, yeah, is posel b'truma, but he's not allowed to eat truma.
Posel b'truma.
Well, if you look at the rishash. Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. There's one of the Rosh Hashanah. I looked into that. Yeah, you're right. Fine. Okay. But I'm just keeping it. Yes, Gil, you were correct. Yeah. Okay. So Kikar Sheni. Now a Kikar Sheni. Yeah. Shapostel Bechulin. A Kikar Sheni. That she's postel in Chulin. Right. We saw this. What we just saw in our Mishnah. Right. A Kikar Sheni. Is can be subject to tumor, right? We said we had the bread of loaf, the loaf of bread in an oven, right? And we said it was a sheni, okay? Ein odin. So if we see there's an effect, it's subject to.
Wait, what does it mean that the bread is pasul b'chulin?
It means it's a sheni. It can't be eaten by someone who's tahor.
Okay.
Yeah. Eino din shiyaaseh shlishi b'truma, isn't a kal v'choima that it's going to affect truma and it's going to be a shlishi? Okay, that's it. Oh, good morning. So, but this is it. This. Oh no,
my get posh
fell. No, my get makusha. Sorry.
Wait, you mean that?
Sorry.
It's going to turn truma into. Yeah. It's going to be time truma and then make that a shlishi.
Yes. Would just what's that? No. Can someone just photo that?
That's not someone put something.
No, I didn't. No, that was Shimmers. Can someone photo that quickly? Who's been on the draw?
You have to tell us
what you got. Hey, photo this one as well. Photo this one.
Yes. The official photographer. That's what they have.
Yes. Right. So basically, we've got an unknown over here. I'm just putting this there. We just said, yeah. Sorry. Oh, Lev's got his on his foot. Right. We just said that Tvul Yom. Okay. Over here. I'm just borrowing this. He doesn't affect Chulin. There's not that. It's basically it's not applicable with Chulin, but it affects Truma. Okay, so we're assuming that basically this is more, so this seems to be more sensitive truma with regards to chulin. So if we know a sheni affects truma, yeah, chulin, sorry. Yeah, for sure, it's going to affect Truma. Very straightforward. Right, that's just his logic, you know, it's just like basic logic. But the concepts, because it's like things we're not familiar with, they get confused. But this is a classic Kal V'Chomer, which we did the other day. What was the last Kal V'Chomer we had? We had with Rebbe Yishmael, right? The coup, right? We said, with Truma, it's with the opposite. If Truma, we said that a Gerusha could eat Truma, right? But she can't marry a Kohen, right? A Sota, yeah? That she can't eat Truma, Kal V'Chomer, she can not marry a Kohen. Okay, fine. So then we say like this, Ika L'Mifrach, but now we can slug up our Kal V'Chomer. A Pircha means to be to break. We're going to break the Kal V'Chomer, right? I'm going to say this, Mala Tevul Yom. So Tevul Yom is the source of the din, right? We're trying to say, learn from Tevul Yom, that it doesn't affect Kulin, but it does affect Truma. And we want to use that Kal V'Chomer for our usage, yeah? But Mala Tevul Yom, Shekein Abatuma, right? Tevul Yom has a Chumra, some kind of aspect in it, yeah? That could be, we could attribute that to causing the problem with Truma. We were just assuming that it was just, Tommy. But it's not only just his Tommy, it could be that the fact that he's her.
Abatuma.
So how did the tefillah help him in the morning?
What's that?
How did the tefillah help him then if he's still an abatuma?
No, it came, because it came from an abatuma. There's some residual to it. It's a process of unloading. So it's like, first he gets rid of the... nightfall, yes. But the point is that the source came from an abatuma. So says the Gemara, I'll sort that out. Very simple. Taisi, so Taisi means bring it from. Bring the Kal V'Chomer, right? Taisi, Mitzvul Yom, the Sheretz, right? Why do we say the case is talking about, like I said earlier, was talking about someone who's a Zav, yeah, who's an Avatuma. So let's talk about a Tevul Yom of Sheretz, meaning back to our classic case. Somebody touched a Sheretz, right? A Sheretz is an Avatuma. That person who touched the sheretz is a Rishon Latuma. Right, it's one stage down. First it's Av, then it's Rishon. So he's a level down. He's not an Avatuma. And we know the rule is that he is doesn't affect... Just wait. But he does affect Chulid. No, it's not true. Once he's been to the mikvah, that's exactly. Once it, because he's a Tevul Yom, right? Once this person who was a Rishon Latuma, again, he touched a sheretz, right? He's now Tommy, he's a Rishon Latuma. He goes to the mikvah, yeah, gets out of the mikvah straight away, and he says, "Give me some chulin," and that's totally fine. But he still has to wait till the evening time till he can eat truma. And we see over there, so we can learn to our case. What's our case? Our case is that in a normal case of a Sheni, right? There's no Avatuma over here, so therefore we can't apply the Kal V'Chomer.
Masha'en can't forget the Tevul Yom if there was a Zav.
Yeah.
Once he comes out of Mikvah, he's still like an Avatuma?
That was Avram. Yeah, I gave him the therapeutic one. I don't know any lawyer terms to like explain it to you. Yisrael, do we have a? Just wait. Can we? Do we have some?
So there's a difference in the case of there. He's like somehow more of a Tommy.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to attribute. He's on a higher. He's got a higher level.
Even after the mikvah, he's still at a higher.
Correct. Level. Correct. Okay. Now, but the problem is, yeah. Answers the Gemara. So this is now another pircha. Mal Tevul Yom. Tevul Yom de Sheretz, Shekein, V'minoi, Avatuma. Because that thusly, Vimino, in his type, in his category, Av Hatuma, there can be an Avatuma. Meaning, this person who touched the dead Sheretz, yeah, is not an Avatuma. But he potentially could be an Avatuma. Meaning, if he was... A person or a kli can be an avatuma. If he touched a dead body, a kli who touched a dead body, yeah, or a person who touched a dead body, that person has the, there's a special chiddush in mace, he would have the din of avatuma. So that person could potentially be an avatuma. So therefore, maybe, what's that? It's a good question. But let me fill there. But food can never be avatuma.
So if we contaminate it from avatuma, the whole point before was that he has the potency of an avatuma. Why do we care if he can or cannot be an avatuma?
Yeah, but avatuma means you have a stronger ability. Av means you can pass it on, right? So maybe he has a stronger power to pass things on. So therefore,
how about the sheriffs or the mess, that if that has the ability to make something in avatuma with a person, so that should be even higher than avatuma.
Yeah, well, a mace, so that's the mace is avi avosatuma. It's amazing. That's a special case. Sheris is not. No, the person who touches Sheris is a Rishon. That's on the chart, which Shimon sent to us. Okay. Now, so we're saying over here, so basically we've slugged up a Kal V'Chomer, because we said over here, you can't really learn to a loaf of bread, because a loaf of bread basically doesn't have this aspect of being a avatuma or a shaykh to avatuma. So then we say, Kli Cheres Yochiach. We'll bring into Kli Cheres. So now this, we're not learning Kal V'Chomer from Kli Cheres. We're just showing that Kli Cheres, yeah, is a case. A Kli Cheres cannot be an avatuma, right? But nevertheless, it can be mitamei truma. So we see we don't need the fact that you can be potentially be an avatuma to affect truma. Okay, but then we say, Kli Cheres has a different power, a different aspect. Shekein Matame Me'aviro, because it's Matame from its Avir. It has a special Chiddush, special power that nothing else has. Yeah? So then we say, so therefore, we slug that up. So then we say, right, Tvul Yom, now we go back now to the original one, right? From the original source, we said Tavul Yom. What's that? Me'aviro means that if someone will be the airspace of a Kli Cheres, it's Tomei, it will become Tomei even without touching the Kli. No. Only the oil, maybe. But no. That's oil, only oil. But that's not a... It's a special dinner oil, but... Okay, so... So we go back now, because what we're saying, oh, Kli Cheres, you can't learn from Kli Cheres, you know why? Because we're trying to say that what's the reason that the Truma is Tomei? It's maybe because Kli Cheres has this special aspect that is Matamim Ma'aviro, so maybe that's basically what's making the porcelain Truma. So therefore, we're going to bring Tavul Yom back, because Tavul Yom doesn't Matamim from the Ovia. Right. V'choizer adin, lo raizet, karaizet, v'lo raizet, karaizet. Basically, we're seeing the raizet means basically we kept trying to bring a Kal V'Chomer, and then we kept saying that no, you can't learn from this because this has a special characteristic. Right. So then, what we do is basically we bring a sample of different cases, which they all have different characteristics, and each one. Yeah, is lacking a characteristic the other one has, and therefore we kind of show that none of these each individual characteristic is what's causing the truma to be affected. So therefore, the only thing that can be affecting the truma is the original thing, is which because it's tomei, it's a sheni, or because it's a tful yom, or because it's a tful yom of sheretz. Or becomes is a clean carrot, it's Tommy. Okay. A tzadah shava shabahed, the tzadah shava shabahed in all of them, shemutorim b'chulin, they don't affect chulin, right? Rashi's got a whole issue on this, whatever, in the Gersa, or poisli b'truma, but whatever. Basically, the they don't seem to affect chulin so much, but nevertheless, the poisli b'truma, kol shekein, kikar sheni, all the more so, kikar sheni, Shapoisel Bechulin, that it's Poisel and Chulin, Yeah, and it's going to poison the truma. Okay. Just let me just finish off because I want to do my example, whatever. The door acher. Thank you, Gil. Yeah. Porich. So now we just said what the kal v'chomer. We just did on the right. We said what the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is. Okay. So. And so, what's their kasha? That why? How are they going to dispute his? So, ma letzada shava shebehen. They said you can't. You want to bring the combi. Dor acher was the one in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yochanan said he's a future generation is going to come and say that it's tahor. So they say the combi denominator between the things that we know that affect truma, yeah, is shekain. Yesh behen tzad chomor. They have in all of them a tzad, an aspect of chomor, and our case doesn't. So you say, true, they're all different characteristics, but there's a common denominator that all have a tzad chomor. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, why does he disagree with this? Yeah. Tzad chomor lo porich. A tzad chomor is he does not porich. Right. Meaning, he says no, because that's the general rule, because they're all different. One doesn't necessarily... Let's get the bit before that, and then we'll get... But that's an unusual pircha, no, because that's the normal thing. We will say, you can't learn the kal v'chomer because this has this, and we say, no, but this doesn't have this. Yeah, and so, right, that's the general, this is unusual, the tzad chomer. That is... Okay,